Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the etiquettes of fasting. As you know, currently we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, and this is a month in which, as you know, the Quran was revealed. It is also a month in which we are obliged to fast. There's a lot of special distinctions spiritually for this month. And it's also the month in which the famous night of ordainment, the Laylatul Qadr, occurs. Right? These are all distinctions of this blessed month. Like we said, one of the distinctions of this month is the fact that in this month we are obliged to fast. You know, fasting, it has its own rules and regulations. There's a lot of things which can invalidate the fast. There are certain things that we must do while we are fasting. There are obligations of fasting. And right now, because our program is not centered around Islamic jurisprudence, we will avoid these rules and regulations. But we want to say that there are a lot of things that are not necessarily obligatory while we are fasting. Nevertheless, these things improve the chances of our fast becoming accepted by God. These are what we could refer to by the etiquettes of fasting, the adab of the fast and the sawm. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he mentioned some of these. Muhammad ibn Muslim, famous narrator and rawi of hadith, he says that Abu Abdullah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, said, "When you fast, your hearing must fast, along with your sight, your hair, your skin, and so on and so forth." And the rawi says, and he listed a number of other things. And finally, the Imam said, "The day you must fast must not be like a day that you do not fast." Unfortunately, you know, a lot of us, when we're fasting, not only is the day not better than the other days when we don't fast, sometimes it's a lot worse. For example, we notice that, you know, when we're fasting, we play a lot more video games than we would when we weren't fasting, right? Because, you know, we try to just pass the day as quickly as possible. You know, we try to do things, enjoy ourselves and, you know, entertain ourselves while we're fasting, just to forget that we're actually fasting, you know. So, like, we might be playing video games on a normal day, we might play for an hour. But, you know, on another day, when we're fasting, we might actually play 3-4 hours. You know, if we're playing basketball for, you know, we play an hour every day or 2 hours. You know, we might do that a lot more while we're fasting, just so we can pass the time, and we might forget, so that we can forget we're fasting. Right, so unfortunately, this happens a lot. You know, everybody can admit to this. But it's not something that is good. It's contrary to the etiquettes of fasting, you know. The days when we're fasting, it should be a lot better than the days we're not fasting. This is one of the things that can help improve the chances of our fast being accepted by God Almighty, and, you know, and us seeing actually seeing those spiritual effects that we expect from our fast. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of fasting from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.